beloved congregation, your consistory has asked me this evening in your midst to ask the Lord that he will remember this part of the country where it for almost 3 months is so dry. And that they don't know what the end will be. Even the government had occupied the time to talk about that problem, what to do, forbidding this and forbidding something else, because if there come not outcome, then what shall happen with men and beasts? They talk in some other states already, as we have heard last week, to shoot the cows on account that there is in some places almost no water for them. Even those poor animals, they have to suffer for you and for me. You read that by the prophet Joel, that even the animals were crying to the Lord on account of thirst. They have tried some years ago in Iowa. They collected much money to go with airplanes over the sky, in the skies and over the clouds, and to cast something upon that they would break. What is man? Oh, what is man? Hellenbroek, he said in his catechism book, that there is besides the devil no miserable creature than man. In paradise we start to fight with the Lord, and we are fighting with the Lord our whole life. And especially also when he come with his judgments. You read about that King Ahab, that he cursed the Lord when there was no rain in 3 years and 6 months. And that now all that mind of man, that he is thinking about means to help himself, because we rejected, I as well as you, we rejected to bow before the Most High God. Yeah. We still remain on our feet. And there is in the world, there is no better place than to bow before the Most High God. And we see in that chapter that I have read to you, God's judgments. And we see also God's sovereignty. There came rain upon one piece of the ground, and the other piece that withered. But they have no rain. And can we change it? No. Oh, We have an unchangeable God. We have an almighty God. And we can well fall of rebellious against the Lord, but to win the battle that shall never go. No. That's impossible. And now you consistently be asked to pray this evening. Yeah. They asked to pray. I thought, yeah, what a request, eh? Because they know that I have no prayer. No. We are prayerless people. We are not. Not. Oh, what we are in our self-congregation, that is nothing as hypocrites. That's all what it is. And then, oh, our prayers, who comes on the foreground? The Lord, His attributes, His judgments, ourselves, because we are seeking the maintaining of ourselves, nothing else. And as sometime in the last verse, then we ask of something about the Lord. But 99%, that is all men. And that is all self. God's people, they may pray. They are privileged to pray. But there are people that have times in their life that they have no desire to pray on account that the Lord is doing different as that we desire. But there is not something else involved, congregation, and that is this. That there can be moments in our life, but then we must quicken by the Spirit. Oh? Not a natural man, but quickened by the Spirit. Then there must be moments in our life, and there shall well be moments in our life, that we have no freedom to pray. And when we come on our knees, that we are afraid that the Lord shall cut us off. And that He will say, hypocrite, hypocrite. You know better. You know that it is lip work. You know that you are seeking yourself, not the honor of the Lord. And now, what is the reason that we will ask for rain this evening? What will us drive now this evening to ask for rain? That we can go on in the ways of sin? And that we soon with the rain are satisfied? And that we have the benefit of it in the realm of nature? Or is it something else? We are all by nature people that seek Himself. Can do nothing else. No. And therefore, oh, I was looking in the Bible to find a text for this evening. And I have read to you Amos 4 that speaks about de rein withholden from Israel, but also about the rain fall upon one piece ground and not coming down to another piece. There it withered. So it is in the United States at the present time too. We never have seen in the end of September, in all the years that I was here, that at the end of September that it is so green, the pastures and the fields, as that it is spring. So it is with us. Baruch congregation, even that it withered, that everything become dry and brown and burned away, or that there is an abundance of food for the animals, but there is nothing that humbled us, no, unless that the Lord come in. And what shall happen then, people? The same as with Peter in Luke 5, when he saw that those boats were full of fishes and almost sinking, then he said, Lord, go out from me, depart from me, I am a sinful man. I have for this evening a very short text. And that text that is in Luke 11, the first verse. Luke 11. One of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. That are the words of our text for this evening. Yeah. And if then we will make with the help of the Lord it easy to follow the explanation of this text in this evening, my first point that is a prayer of one that had learned to pray. Yeah. A request of him that had experience that he cannot pray in accordance to the will of God. And then in the third place, a pleading of one that cannot live without prayer. That are the thoughts. And it came to pass at the text that as he was praying, Christ, in a certain place, when he ceased, when he stopped, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. And the first thought about this text that is a prayer of a man that had learned to pray by the Lord. The first thing that the Lord grant unto his people in regeneration, when the Holy Spirit quickens a sinner, that is prayer. That is the first thing. When Saul was at the way of Damascus, And the Lord, he spoke personally to him what is necessary for each and every one in our life. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Then is the first verse for a prayer. Lord, who art thou? And then the second word, what must I do? He had never prayed in such a manner. No. Before that, he was standing on the corner of the streets with such a low face. And maybe for hours and hours praying. And that the people had respect for him. And that they say, that is a wonderful man. But he had never prayed in truth and uprightness, no. We can convinced in our conscience congregation, but still we are dead in trespasses and sin. And we can well utter words, but it have no comfort. It had no meaning, means nothing. It are only empty words. There is people in the church that have a gift of prayer. Sometimes you are wondered that they place the words in the right order. That they in public, that they forget nothing. That you say that is wonderful. Maybe they have learned at home at first. Can be, oh. Oh, it can be, people, yeah. It can be. Then we have the last time that cynical meeting in Grand Trappes. I have as rule to open that. And then the day before, there came somebody here. Really? Maybe you do not believe it. Eh? No. That I'm also a hypocrite. And they say you have to think about this and to think about that. Did you forget not? You must well make up in prayer. Yeah. Maybe there's people here that cannot believe it. No. That they just say, no. No, I believe not that or that man. But you look to me and I look to you. But we are all wrong. You believe that? Or not? We are all wrong. The Lord have to learn us to pray. Peter, when he was walking on the water, and in danger to sink in the waves, then he said, Lord, save me. 3 words. And that woman in Matthew 15, out of Tyre and Sidon, first he asked for the daughter, but that came also to an end, because she was a child, therefore that daughter prayed. She would be a healthy daughter, not overwhelmed with the devil. And she had so much trouble with it, and not profit of that daughter. And the Lord's will that was that poor woman, that she lost her daughter. And what was then left, people? Not no more the daughter, but Lord, remember me. Lord, help me. And then it happens. The Lord, he teaches people to pray. He brings these people in a corner. He brings that people in a secret place. Even not when their husband or their wife or their children are there. They are so afraid of people. Because they are afraid of themselves. And they say inside, they shall realize that you're nothing else as a hypocrite. Stop. Did they say to your friends? No man knows what is a man than only the spirit that is within. Oh, congregation, that we are standing here and that you sit here this evening, that is all the mercy of the Lord. It is not my place on the pulpit, and it is not your place to sit in the benches. But then, our place that is in hell, that is the right place for you and for me. In the dust. You read about Abraham for Sodom, that he said, because I am dust and ash. He was burned up before that he was pleading. And then at the end, then he said, Lord, that thy wrath not be kindled, that I speak at once more. That is now the right place. Can we bring ourselves there? No, congregation, no. Never. And never. The bride in the soul of Solomon, she said, draw me, and we shall run after thee. And more, oh, more and more. Our letters that we write become shorter. Our thoughts that become shorter. Our prayers become shorter. They come even a time in our life that we are afraid to ask, to pray. Yeah. Afraid of ourselves. But now the Lord, he take care for all his dear children, that they give him prayer, that they receive a prayer in their heart. Because all the doors in the world are shut for that people. Even their own husbands. Even their own wives sometimes. Even their own children. They cannot follow it. They cannot understand it. And then that one here inside him. Oh, that says so much there. Sometime, do you believe that the Lord is all-known? Do you really believe that the Lord knows everything? And so many other thoughts that are cast in our heart. But still, David, he said in Psalm 55, at evening, at noontime, in the morning, then he cried to the Lord. God's people that praise always. Some people will say to me, now I cannot follow you. I cannot follow you. And if I ask the people, tell me, you are praying? Sometimes they would say, I hope that I have some, that I receive some prayer. I hope. Not I believe. Oh, no. There goes stepfather. There goes a stepfather. But I hope. Oh, that it was sometime through him not. But I have learned in my life that there is no one that can help me and no one that can deliver me. Because I cannot be comforted. I cannot be saved. I cannot be delivered. A person as I, the worst of all that is in the world. And you are never healed. You came never in your life in contact with the police. Oh, then you don't know anything. No. I come every day with the police in touch with the police. Every day. And I cannot count all the tickets that I had in my life. Really. But of course that is language. In 1980, alas, there is no so many people that can follow it. And that cannot understand it. Oh, Franklin Lake. How long shall it not be that we not have the truth, the right truth? And that it is laid open. Who the Lord is and what we are. In our foundation, by virtue of our deep fallen Adam, Lord, teach us to pray. But God's people that prays always, laying in their bed, walking on the street, in their office, in their home, in their world. Yeah. When I came to this place Saturday afternoon, the last part of that ride in the plane that became so quiet. Oh, you did not hear even the motor. And they say, soon you go down. If you were not were there, then they came a little quarry. But you are here. And the Lord is seeking you. He's tired of you. Can I tell you? Can you believe it or not? No wonder that there are so many people nowadays that would say, oh, if I must so be comforted as that man is talking. No. No, then I want not to be comforted. I want all the time happy. I belong to that people when they pray. Then 30 times and more in one prayer, Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this and we thank thee for that. But it is a relation congregation that bring us in hell. That bring us in hell. But in prayer as that publican, Lord be merciful a sinner, that brings us in hell. And shall we never be different? No. But oh, let I go further, and this don't know when to it. No few words about the second point. Lord, teach us to pray. The request of a man that realized that he could not pray is that biblical? Oh yeah, you know, you read that in Romans 8, verse 26. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. That is the same testimony of a man that had learned 27 years ago on the way of Damascus to pray. And that was now the outcome. Yeah. Does that mean that had no diploma for praying? No. Nothing in his hand. But you know what the privilege of Paul was in Romans 8? He had a praying high priest at the right hand of his Father. And that is now the privilege for God's children. Oh, congregation, a child of God, he can never do in his life anything what is right and what is good. That is what I have found out. There is no an old man sitting there in the 80s. And if I would ask that man, what's your experience? Can you stand with your prayers before the Lord? No, well, I need to pray. Because we need everything. I need faith, hope and love. I need strength. I need liberty. I need an opening. I need courage. I need comfort. I need wisdom. Everything is lacking in my life. Yeah. And now I tell you something else, a secret. And what is that secret? As soon as that I possess the Lord, then from that time on I am missing the Lord. Figure this is out. And if you soon go for catechism to teach them boys and girls, teach them that, all those things. That they have heard something that can travel with them to eternity. And if the Lord comfort them, then they shall remember that when they are 78 years old. And then he would say, I have heard that man talking to us, that as soon as I possess the Lord, that I am missing the Lord. Because God's church, God's people, that is a God-missing church here in this world. And God-possessing people that is in heaven, where they are satisfied with his image, and where the Lord shall be all and in all for the soul. But here a missing people. That many said, Lord, teach us to pray. Not teach me to pray, but teach us to pray. Because we need all the same thing, people. And if you now hear people talking that they possess it, and there is nothing lacking and missing, do believe nothing about it. No. Do believe nothing about it. But poor praying people, But that later ends upon that mediator and savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his mediatorial. And then the apostles jumped when Christ said, one of you shall betray me. Then he lay on his breast and he said, Lord, is it I? He said not, is it Judas? No. But is it I? Lord, teach us to pray as we ought to pray. Must I pray now for thee, O people? The Lord, he said, acknowledge me in all thy ways. And I shall direct all your paths. But now the right prayer is that we come in our unworthiness. Oh, that we pray as a sinner, that we have no right. And that we understand that it may outblot me without blood. And that we say, oh Lord, I'm afraid to ask. Because I am included in everything in my life. Is that all biblical? Oh yes, congregation. Paul, he said, starting with the Spirit and ending with the flesh. And it come all out to nothing. So we have to die soon, if nothing. And I say yesterday in Clifton, if we are ready for hell, then the Lord take his people up in heaven. If I am ready for hell. And that is now all language in our days. Oh, there's so many young people too. They say, oh no, no. To become memories such and such. So down, so down. No, there's not downward, no. If I lay there in the depths, in the deepest, lowest place, oh, then I do it with Rutherford. Then I place Christ in the highest heaven. Yeah. Then I am in the depths of the lake. As in person, that can do nothing. Justified by grace only, not through the works of the law, but leaning upon the righteousness of Christ. When Abraham was called by the Lord to sacrifice his boy Isaac, what happened then? Oh, then he left all the servants and all the ashes on the feet of the mountain. And he with Isaac go up to that mountain. And Isaac, that was a type of Christ. You know the thing. Yeah. Yeah. Because he was so afraid of himself, that man. If he would lay that boy on that altar, and if he came with his knife to put it in his throat, then those servants, they had tied his hands. And he had said, no, no. That is impossible, that a father killed his own child. But with Isaac, read it this evening, my please, all daughters. Read it in Genesis 22, verse 8. Yeah. That is maybe about 30 years ago, 40 years ago, that the Lord gave that him an heart. I never shall forget it. And the bows goes up, upon the mountain. And now in the third place, we shall not say no some other words, and then we close. Lord, teach us to pray. Because God's people, that is such a kind of people that have to pray as long as they live. Yeah. Christ is glorified as Savior, as Mediator, as Redeemer, but he is also anointed as prophet, as priest, and as king. Yeah. And what that now means in practice, spiritual life for a child of God, I need to be instructed. And the older that we become, the more that we have to come on our knees. Because what shall that new life desire in sweet communion, Lord, with God, with thee, denying ourselves, dying every day in regard to our own will and all the desires of our heart. Oh, in our life congregation, we can well make up a list for this and for that, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. To pray, Lord, take away from me all that I cleave upon and knit upon, and give me all things that I do not want and I desire. God's people that had to pray against themselves, the people that have to ask the Lord to bring them where they never can bring themselves. Always praying against himself, always. Yeah, David, you know that many. So far as we know in the Bible, listen to that. As far as we know out of the Bible, they read about three boys that were converted from the 14. Three. Maybe more, we don't know. But three I know. And at their first, the two daughters of Bathsheba. Not so nice, eh? No, not so nice, no. And then the third one, that was Nathan. In Zechariah 12. That was also a boy of David, yeah. And with his generation he was crying after the Lord. Shall we ever do that without grace? No. Oh, no. And then you think about Samuel. He was one of those that call upon the name of the Lord. And his children did not walk in his ways. So uncomforted that it could be. And then from such a man. And we have to die most of the time. Listen to that too, this evening. We have most of the time to die confessing. But I never had confessed in my whole life with my heart. Oh yeah, with my mind to do it. Many times with my heart. And what is now the confession with my heart? That Job said, he bring over me what he has appointed over me. And, Lord, in my whole life that now lay behind me, thou hast done never any unrighteousness. Thou art right in all thy ways. because all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. And the Lord is seeking his own honor, not my elevating. No. No. Gideon, before that he died, that man, wonderful man, by the grace of the Lord. Yeah, then he made no effort before he died. And it became a snare for the whole people of Israel. Yeah, Lord. Is that now love to endear self? Is that now love? That with that burden that man go to heaven, yeah. That is a wonderful present. Yeah, a wonderful present. Because he had to enter into heaven as a sinner. As a poor sinner. And for his own imagination, that he soon will become, will have the lowest place in heaven. Because if it is right in our life, people, then there is not one so worse as a time. If it is right. And if you are not this evening there, then you are far from it. That you have to come. Really. Far from it. We cannot congregate him, imagine, and comprehend the ways of the Lord. No. Not at all. Lord, teach us to pray. And now our whole life till we die, Lord, be merciful to me, sinners. We become a sinner if we receive grace. And we remain a sinner and nothing else. That the Lord shall be glorified to all eternity. And so as he hath handled, was handling with my soul, that was to his honor and his glory, and that was to our own salvation, and I hope, congregation, that that rain fall in our heart, rain of the Spirit, only a little psalter we sing, O Lord, refresh us by thy grace, revive and quicken all our powers, as failing streams are made to flow, replenished by abundant showers. 357, the first stanza. Now only a few words and then we close for this evening. Lord, teach us to pray. That Christ teach us. Because Christ was the great intercessor. And all our prayers without him that have no value. No. And what do we read about that precious Christ? And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. Christ came in need of prayer. And so is it here too, people. And now you consist me that has me in regard to the dry condition in which you are in the country. Oh, what is now necessary for a right prayer? That we become unworthy that the Lord now give wonderful better. Years ago in one of our congregation, there was also a time that the cows died in the pastures. And that the people have to go hours and hours for some water so often. But there was a man in one of our congregations, and it was bound upon his heart. Yeah. Condition in which they were, and that man that became the guilty one. For him, not the queen, and not the government, but he. He became the guilty one. And what happens? The same night there came an abominably sour. 12 o'clock, and he go to bed, yeah. And he was walking in the rain, and he was wet off, and he knocked on the window by one of God's children. He said, "Oh man, the Lord had not remembered us. We have an abundantly rain. Oh, come out your bed, that we together walk in the rain." But that man has stayed in bed. Has stayed in his bed. Maybe you will say, yeah, but must know that man is walking the rain. That he became wet. Oh, yeah. I can think. Yeah. That became a wonder. Because he said, "Lord, if you never come back to us, a man and beast have to die, thou art right." He came to Bavandat. And that is now the place. Oh, congregation. Shall the Lord not will look upon us? That knows is one in Patterson of Clifton. That become a guilty one before the Lord. Not here. Oh, no. No, that have no value. But here inside. In our heart. And a right prayer that is a prayer in deep humility before the Lord. That is in a with a broken heart and with a contrite spirit. That we lay in our unworthiness before the Lord. That he is carefully said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou comest under my roof." He was well as jealous, boy. He was well as jealous. Back you say, "Oh Lord, please, please." I thought about the congregation here today. And what did I think? What did I thought about? Yeah, I will tell you. I will tell you. In my last congregation where I served in the Netherlands, there was in a street, the name is Bow Street, there was a woman in distress, in bands, and the Lord visited her, and he broke the bands asunder. And at the other side of the street there was ook een comforted woman. In the same need as that other woman. And that woman that heard that the Lord had visited that woman. She said, "Oh Lord, you are so close by now. There on the other side of the street you came in that house. Oh please, please, visit me too." And the Lord gave the desire of the heart. Yeah. Och, Franken Lakes, the Lord is not still alive. But I can tell you this evening, we all have sinned it away with our own families. With our own families. And at the word that he not will look upon us, that he will not give a servant of the Lord in your midst. One will come to Kalamazoo. I hope to come one here too. I hope so. With broken legs and with broken arms. Yeah. That are the best. Yeah. That are the best. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of the Lord. The Lord bless his word to his soul. What we have spoken in this evening. For young and old, oh people, we are living in a world empty, a world of darkness. Boys and girls, no satisfaction. Where that you will go. But David said in Psalms 36, by thee is a fountain of life, and in thy light we see light. And that is a triune God. And if we now receive him, then we receive everything for time and for eternity. And with him we can live. And with him we can die. And with him we can sit with you upon the spice place that there is in the world. Yeah. And with him can we enter in that heavenly Jerusalem where we have no more to pray. No more. But where we will sing with the 24 elders and the four animals and all the saints and all the angels, glory and honor to the Lord. He had bought me with his blood. And now unto him all the praise and all the glory. Forever and forever. Amen. Lord, remember the congregation with elders and leaders. Remember our school with the principal and teachers. Remember the families with the children. Oh, what a troubles. What a broken homes. What a condition. With some, oh, at some time that we think was better, that we never have seen daylight, and that we never came in this world. Lord, bless the fields if it can please thee. Worthiness, there is nothing, no, with no one. We are all sinned it away. But for thy great name's sake, oh, that soon the water will stream through the streets here. And that they would say, the Lord is not thinking upon us. Make further everything well. Bring us safely home tomorrow, if it can please thee in thy counsel. And remember us at thy throne. With the pardoning and remission of all our sins for Christ's sake only. Amen. Yeah. Instead of the doxology this evening, we sing the last stanza of 123. O why art thou hiding the light of thy face, forgetting our burden of grief and disgrace? Our soul is bowed down, yea, we cleave to the dust. Rise, help, and redeem us, thy mercy we trust. The last stanza of 123. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.